from the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. We are back off of support drive. Woo. If you are a potty and you gave during this whole thing last week, thank you. We got to like 96%, which is pretty amazing. And so we're hoping to make up that last little bit of ground. So if you wanted to get in and help out and just never got around to it, there is still a need. But boy, we made up some huge, huge ground on the final day. So if you want to help out, wayfm.com/donate. Or if you have the WayFM app, you can give safely and securely inside of that. We didn't get to do weekend plans on Friday. So what did everybody's weekend entail after support drive? Well, mine was ridiculously busy, which is how I relax. Like, I like to do projects and stuff. And so, like, I was up on Saturday post-support drive at 6 a.m., just wide awake and like, all right, well, I'm going to get up and go do some stuff. I made my wife a Mickey-shaped pumpkin out of wood, like, to hang on the wall. So it's flat, like, shaped like Mickey. But then I had to put little pieces of wood on it and then hand carve them to give it texture and lines and stuff. Yeah, so I did that. And that took me a few hours and just I inhaled a lot of dust. Halfway through it, I remembered, oh, I've got a dust mask I could wear. There was dust everywhere.
Just every COVID mask.
Oh, yeah. It was so bad. So I did that, did mulching blades and worked on my lawnmower, mowed my lawn. Like, I knocked out stuff, like crazy. Like, for example, my wife had wanted to go to like do some antique shopping, and so I asked Betty where she went, and she told me, and we went and we left early. Like, so we went and got early, but while we were driving there, she's like, okay, where are you? Because she knows when I'm distracted, my head's thinking of all the other things I wanted to do. And she's like, do you really want to do this? I'm like, yeah, it's great. Let's go do this. It'll be fun. I wanted to do this. We're planning on it. So we go and we do it. We find this little town and we go have lunch and stuff. And then we got back, and I, like, at probably 2 o'clock, we got, maybe 3 o'clock, we got back, and then I worked till like, 8 o'clock that night, and I did so much stuff. I built stringers, I built, I installed my stairs for my deck, like, I went crazy getting stuff done, and that is what, like, fills me up, like, oh, I'm so good. Betty Rock, on the other hand, probably the exact opposite of that.
Which is okay.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not judging.
Yeah, it's totally fine. I didn't sleep as late as I wanted to.
Got up at 11. It's not judging. I'm just saying we're different.
That's exactly what you do most
weekends. Well, but with that tone, you're judging.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. No, I got up at like 9:30.
Oh, man.
So not as late as I wanted to go. I went to a friend's house later that evening to help her with some yard work that she had. And then
the one that you were
tricked
invited
into. Tricked into. Yeah, but I had a great time.
She's still a friend. I don't know if I'd be a friend after that.
And then we grilled some chicken and a bunch of us got together and we played games and did that. And then Sunday was church and I had to do the nursery. And
ooh, fun.
Had to.
Well,
got to servant, got to serve the Lord.
That's it. I got to. Yeah,
now I'm judging. I wasn't before, but now I am.
Are there better or like worse weekends as far as nursery goes? Like some you're like, oh, it was okay, and some that you're like, why do I do this?
Well, yeah, because sometimes it's just there's so many, and there's some that are just so need to have one person to coddle them the whole time. You're like, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. So I get that. I couldn't work in a nursery anymore. Like with the little crying babies, no, I couldn't do that.
You did your time.
I did. I did my, and I only had one, and that was plenty, plenty for me. Like, it's funny though, but like, oh, remember how we were talking the other day? We did Five calls it about playing pickleball, and the girl who goes there, child kind of bumped its head a little, like it's the infant, and I wasn't sure if I should pick it up or not. And so she listens to the show, and so she hadn't heard that. And I was telling her that, and she's like, oh, yeah. Absolutely, you can pick them up whenever. It's not a big deal at all. Like, oh, okay, cool. I just didn't want to be rude. So then last time she was playing, her husband was playing, and I was on the side, and then just a meltdown happens between the infant and between the two younger daughters. Like, life is going crazy. So I I'm over there holding the infant, and I'm playing like Crane dropping stuffed animals into a wagon, and then they're taking turns running the wagon up and down. Like, I just created a game so that we could do something to stop the crying, because I'm not good at crying. And like, I literally babysat for like 30 minutes at pickleball. Like, oh wow, this is what being a grandpa is going to be like. I'm getting back in the swing of it. I kind of crushed it, by the way.
If you keep volunteering yourself, you're going to keep finding yourself there. That's
yeah, I know.
Sure.
That's the thing. It's kind of like at church if you volunteer too much.
You want to be a babysitter when I have a kid?
Nope. Mm-hmm. No, I would do that for you,
Gavin. Oh,
yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Write that down somewhere.
I would do that like what I did with my friend when I babysat his kid like years ago. That was like their first kid. And so like we took pictures of like putting the child in a baking pan and like putting it towards it like in the oven and stuff and like sending him stuff.
That's awesome. That is good.
Yeah, it's funny. Gavin, what'd you do?
I was just social, I guess. Met some new person, our new student ministry director, and we saw a movie on Friday. Like him. He's awesome.
Oh, good.
Follows all my sports teams.
Nice.
He's my age.
You can be best friends?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put that label on it yet.
I don't need
out
that
loud.
Pressure.
Say
out
it in
loud,
my heart.
But I want it so much.
And then the next day, we went to the house of this couple that I met a few weeks ago that were new to the church. And then he was like, oh, I'm inviting a coworker and his wife over. And it was, it was weird. Mm. I thought it was a little bit more on the awkward side of things while we were in there for like 2.5 hours or so. And it was, the conversation didn't feel like it was flowing in the way that I was like having fun. I felt sort of as like someone who works in radio, I was like, here I am working to fill the dead air versus it naturally just being filled.
Yeah, that's no fun.
And so when we left, my wife was even explaining, and she doesn't always feel great about meeting new people. It's like harder for her. And she was like, I just felt like I was so bogged down the whole time. And that is kind of how it felt during that. And I don't know. If they still come to the church and we still see them, I think we'll be
great, but I'm never talking to them again.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I ever need to do that again.
They're not in my best friend radar.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's funny.
That was a little bit tiring.
Yeah. I mean, that's good though. That's all right. That's how you find out stuff and who you want to hang out with. Some good news on the school loan front. Looks like that thing might actually pass and Gavin might be forgiven of some school loans. It was interesting. I was reading a story about this and this lady. Because basically, you can qualify for up to $20,000 if you make less than $125 a year of your government loans just being wiped out.
And that's
like just gone.
That one was if you qualify or if you took out like a Pell Grant or something.
Yeah, I had a Pell Grant when I was younger. Yeah.
Neither Haley or I did. And so for us, it's only the $10,000.
Okay.
Mark.
Yeah. So at least only. Greedy.
Exactly.
Greedy much only.
I did. It was. I was texting my wife like when I learned about this. I was like, hey, did you take out a Pell Grant? Please say you took out a Pell Grant.
Yeah, because I had a Pell Grant at one time. You know, it's interesting because I was reading this story about this lady who they were talking to her about being forgiven of the student loans. And she said while she was extremely grateful about having that portion of her debt canceled, $20,000, she is anxious how she'll pay off the rest of her loans. Like, I'm grateful, but what else am I going to do? Like, come on, man. Like, you're given $20,000 and you're still going to complain about this nonsense. Like, if you didn't have the money to go to school, you know, and you have to take out the loans, that's part of it. Because school has gotten crazy expensive. But there are ways to do it without going to a private school. There are ways, you know, you go to junior college. I went to junior college. That's how I paid for my schooling because no one was paying for my schooling. I had to do it all myself. And I didn't want to come out with some generic degree and $100,000 in debt. And so I went to junior college. You can go to junior college for free. We have a friend of ours in some states. We have a friend of ours that his daughter isn't 100% sure she did just decide what she wants to do, but she's going to do junior college because they're like, look, we can't pay for everyone to go to school.
Yeah.
And like, there you go. Like, people that go to expensive colleges that are $50,000 a year and you're coming out with a teaching degree, a psychology degree, like for counseling and social services, you're not going to be able to pay that back for years. Mm-hmm. So you don't need the pedigree, you know, and you don't need the Harvard contacts to do that. You everyone, because everyone's just talking about, oh, it's unfair and it's too expensive. You can, you need to be an advocate for yourself inside of education, just like you do with healthcare. You have to watch every dime, and you've got to be an advocate, or else you'll get taken advantage of. Same thing in college. You have to go, okay, I know I'm going to probably earn this much, and this is my loan value that I need to take out, and this is what it's going to cost me to pay it back over time, because we always defer everything, you know, so we just pay it for it later. But people are finding out when they're paying on their student loans for, you know, 15 years, and they're only paying interest, and then it compounds, and they have these massive debt, you know. And so you've got to, you know, be smart about this. She says, my money only goes so far. It's not like your salary increases or the money you have coming in increases. That's why people take side hustles to pay things off, and they work extra because she's working for a nonprofit. When I became a borrower, I didn't think about repayment. I thought about the degree completion and then the economic mobility would come. That's the thing. That's what we need to be teaching kids in school, is the reality of life. If you are going to borrow this, you do have to think about the repayment. But right now what we're teaching them is, okay, borrow it, get it in now. And you know what? At some point in time, government's going to help you out, and the government's going to take care of it. Don't worry about it. You know, it's not a big deal. You just don't worry about
it. We haven't given an exorbitant amount of money. Like a lot of us have been over the last 2.5 years, whether it's the loan forgiveness, the stimulus checks, the government helping people who aren't working. It just feels like, yes, like people, especially my generation, are going to feel like the world is meant to take care of them versus you are meant to like take on the world and bear the responsibility of your choices.
And when the government is your savior in everything, then you want to keep that government in power because they're paying off my student loans and things like that. I had heard that the student loan forgiveness, though, like, because you could be like all mad at Biden, but I had heard that part of this initiated originally under Bush in some form. I'd have to look into that more and see what it is and if it had morphed from them then. But I mean, I don't care what president it is. I'm happy for you, Gavin. I just don't agree with the overall what it teaches kids, you know. And like with my wife and I paying for my daughter's college, it's like, well, I'm going to send the government an invoice, you know. I want my 10 grand too, like, I because I didn't just, you know, go, you know, I worked hard, and I worked extra to make it so that she wouldn't have loans, and you get penalized for that. You know, it's kind of, that makes zero sense, you know? So it's like, I'm going to send them an invoice and just, I'm going to write it to the White House and see what I get back from them.
Standing outside of the building of the fence with a hey.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Pearl Jam's song, ooh, Even Flow.
Yes. This is old school. Eddie Vedder and the boys. You'd never understand a word he said. They don't know, so he chases them away. Yeah.
Chases what away?
The butterflies.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't know.
I think so.
You just said you can't tell.
I know, it's hard to tell, but I think that's the one line. Even flow. Floats around like butterflies. If I've had it wrong for 30 some odd years, that would be so funny. Lyrics. Even flow lyrics. Look it up and see.
What does it start with?
Even flow.
Thoughts arrive like butterflies.
Okay. There you go. So not crazy. And then something, something, something. So he pushes them away. Yeah. That's all I know.
Oh, he don't know, so he chases them away.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody yet, he'll begin his life again, whispering hands gently lead him away.
No idea what that, never knew the rest of
sounds
that.
Sounds like more like poetry, to be honest.
Yeah, this was Pearl Jam was the band, one of the bands that killed hair bands. Like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, this was the start of grunge. And so everyone was trying to wax philosophical back then, and Eddie Vedder figured himself or fancied himself as a poet.
There was a song, though, that I told you I was going to do this, and you started singing it, and it didn't sound anything like that song.
Even flow.
Were you singing it like that?
I think so. I don't know. He has another one that sounds like that. Jeremy spoke in class today. That one is kind of similar. Those two songs get mixed up. So maybe I was singing that one. I don't know.
Well, the song Even Flow by Pearl Jam, somebody took his vocals and put it to smooth jazz. Ooh. And to me, it's not bad at all.
Do you like it better? Let's see. I like this. Yeah. The jazz part of this is really good, man.
The bass is really good.
That's like I really like that.
I know, it's not bad.
I'm not a huge like jazz fan, like experimental jazz and some of the weirdness of that. But they always say too, like as you get older, your music tastes change, and I can appreciate that for the skill of that. Like and to then make those two things morph. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Man. Holy cow! I like that. That was good.
Do you like it better than the original?
No, because this was my growing up. I don't know. I don't know. I think I like the smooth jazz. That's pretty great. All right. Well, do you have any birthdays for us?
I do. We have a few that we need to, you know,
catch up on.
Yeah, because we're out for a whole week.
Yeah. Cora wants to wish her grandma Linda a happy birthday, saying she's super brave and God has always guided her through hardships. John wants to wish his coworker Adam a happy birthday. He's turning 21. Nice. So that is a milestone for sure. He's a sweet person. He's an unpredictable and enjoyable to work with and to get out with. So Elise wants to wish her husband Taylor a happy birthday. First grade teacher who loves the outdoors, especially hiking. Sarah, to herself, she celebrated her birthday on the 26th. Happy birthday, Sarah. I've been listening to your show since Access. Oh. I love all Wally's quirks.
Wow.
Caleb wants to wish Cool Carl a happy birthday.
Carl.
He's always cool got Carl. A pun and a punny t-shirt ready for any situation. Also, he makes some killer guacamole and is an aspiring tuba player.
What an interesting man.
Question. When will Wally do a stand-up comedy routine again?
Never again.
Please.
Never again.
Try again. Nope.
Don't we have some audio of
no,
that, Gavin?
We don't. I died. It won't I'm be played. It won't be played anyway. I can tell you that.
Come on.
No, I can tell you that.
Button.
I can. I have the fader.
If you want to look it up, I'm sure you can find
thanks.
It.
Yeah.
Just search Wally.com.
Like Wally stand-up on YouTube or something.
It's definitely something that Wally wishes would die.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Not a friendly room. I will do little bits and pieces when I'm hosting things now. Like, I'll still do that, but I don't think I will ever jump into the stand-up comedy world and be like, oh yeah, let's go take this on tour. But like, if we're hosting a night, then I'll always try to write something funny for a little
bit
of that.
At one point, though, you were like, oh, I can do this.
I was.
Wasn't it because of our intern? He was, he was a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, and it was really bad. And then he was challenged me, and then I got in there, and then you guys like completely submarined me.
I didn't submarine you. I came ready and waiting to laugh.
You came
and
ready,
I kept waiting.
Destroy me.
I was thinking at any moment it's going to get funny.
I am one of those people too that thrives off the audience. Like when something's working, I hate doing shows where like if we're doing a show that Way FM is the presenter of the show, then I know that, you know, the vast majority of people are there to see us and they know, you know, who we are and stuff. Mm-hmm. When we do a show where it's four other radio stations and us, I hate those shows because I'll get up there and then some of the people know you, some of the people don't. So things that they know you for, you know, like some only half the people know that. So you can't really rely on that. And then people are just kind of like, what? Who's this person? And so on those days, I usually try to get on and off as fast as possible because, it gets awkward. Mm-hmm. It gets awkward super quick. So, all right. Well, there you go. What?
I can't find it.
Yeah.
No, I'm.
That's okay.
It's not going to happen anymore.
We have one more. Heather wants to wish her husband Jeremy a happy birthday, saying he loves a good pun, makes his own sauerkraut.
Wow, what is it with the puns and like condiments, like or like sides, like sauerkraut and guacamole?
He's a bit obsessed with agave plants, can build some cool sand castles, and is all around a great guy.
Nice.
Question: would you rather have a skin that changes color based on your emotions? Or tattoos that appear all over your body whenever you are dishonest?
Oh, no, I'll take the color.
I'd take the color, too.
Depending on your mood, it said.
Because there's times where you're dishonest about things and you're trying to do it for the right reasons. You know, like somebody's wearing, so, hey, how's this look? Oh, you're good. You're good. It looks great. And you're just trying to be nice because you know it doesn't look good. But, you know, you don't want to start a thing. And so I think there's way more times than that, you know, like, or at work, somebody says, and it's not like you're lying like to get ahead, but I think a lot of times you're lying to save people's feelings.
Yes.
Oh, no, that wasn't that bad. You did agree.
That's
no,
a good point.
You did fine. You did fine. Mm-hmm. Tattoos pop up all over you.
Yeah.
Though if your skin's changing in a moment of dishonesty and people learn what the color of dishonesty is, it might be a similar situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They both sound awful.
Can you imagine if women were able to do this, and then when they said, no, I'm fine, but then like their skin turns blue when they're mad?
Oh, yeah.
You would know for sure.
That would be helpful.
In some ways, yes.
That'd be so helpful. Everything okay? Yep. I know that. That means that everything's not okay. Like one word, short syllables? No. That's the same thing as having blue skin. So, all right. Well, I think that is now going to finally do it for our aftercast.
And as always, thanks for being a pie.
Yeah, we'll do this again tomorrow.